This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. There is good snow cover on the tops of the Chiricahua Mountains, making the view to the east of our home near the banks of the Ojolote quite beautiful. We can see many mountain ranges from our home, but the Chiricahuas are very close, and so snow-capped tops feel powerful. Yeah, the mountains are dramatic. I feel like I'm in a postcard. I'm not a very religious person, but I'm moved by wild landscapes, and the Chiricahua Mountains are moving me. It's good to have these spiritual moments when you live in a 30-year-old Marvelette trailer out in the grassland. Hey, Ms. Mosquito and I were jabbering about lavender the other day. I think it all started when I was describing the smell of a wild plant, Aloysia ridii bee brush. The crushed leaves are quite odoriferous. Many folks say it reminds them of oregano. And it was and still is, of course, a potter, but to me it smells of lavender. And we chatted about lavender, the wonderful ancient herbs of all the species from mainly the Mediterranean region. Cool plants, really. It's not found in America. It's the genus Lavandula. You find lavender oil in soaps and lotions, and it's just wonderful, isn't it? I think it is, yeah. So Ms. Mosquito says to me, well, what was that wonderful desert plant you used to grow and we'd see in the desert? Hibiscus, I said. Desert lavender. Oh, yeah, and we reminisced about places where we'd seen it in the wild. It loves hot, dry spots. I remember, you know, as you crested Gates Pass. Gates Pass is West Speedway going west into the Tucson Mountains. You crested that and, you know, still going west. As soon as you headed downhill, there was Hibiscus emeri growing against hot rocks. And we remembered it growing. This was fun. We remembered it growing on the west side of Charlie Bell Pass in the Growler Mountains. Lots of it. All around petroglyph-covered rocks and matates. Magical, magical. It was a family, three-family Thanksgiving trip. Mosquitoes, peacocks, abbeys, out onto the Cabeza Prieta Wildlife Refuge. It was 1989. Ed Abbey wasn't with us. He died 8 months earlier. We visited his grave. Clark got a stone to have engraved for his headstone, and we camped our way across that desert. I was in botanical heaven, my friends. Oh, not to mention, all the flora and fauna. It was Thanksgiving, so I dug a pit and burned a huge mesquite fire, and I threw a turkey on the coals and buried it. And the next morning, we had Thanksgiving breakfast before caravanning on across that incredible desert. Anyway, I mean, I knew Ed not from, you know, some great journeys, but we just met, and over the years we became friends, and our wives became very close, the Lisa Peacock, the Clark Abbey, the Marion Mosquito. Later, I got to just say, by the way, those three women were added to by Nancy Zierenberg and Julie St. John, and those five women became this crazy environmental quintet who rattled the cage of the government agency called now Wildlife Services that kills wildlife for us. Anywho, many wonderful gatherings with the Abbeys, the Peacocks, the Mosquitoes. I gave Ed copies of my music, and he gave me books. I think I came out on top on that. But always good company, always good fun, much laughter, much joy. Let me tell you about Hibiscus emeri. Mint family, Lamiaceae, gray-green, odoriferous foliage. Oh, yeah. I remember it being, this is the way I remember it. I mean, I can't grow it where I live now. 3-4 feet tall and bushy, violet flowers at the top of the stalks. Hibiscus, the genus, is from a Greek referring to the lower lip of the flower turned downside up. I think a botanist would say, I think I read this, saccate, so a little sac on that bottom petal. Emeri, the specific epithet after William Emery, a U.S. Army officer, topographer, surveyor, and botanical explorer of the 1800s. Desert lavender is found on hot, rocky slopes and canyons below 5,000 feet. You know, and I know it's found in nurseries. I know it's found in nurseries. And so I'm looking at you and I'm saying, what are you waiting for, right? Hey, in March of 1990, Clark and Marion and the kids, and we had all the kids with us, and we delivered Ed's headstone. It's inscribed just the way he wanted. It says, Edward Paul Abbey, 1927 to 1989. No comment. Well, you know, he helped us all remember. He just so helped us all remember. The desert is beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's full of wonderful plants like desert lavender. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.